Commentator Alyssa Eli has been thinking about another baseball pitcher she knows, one whose sporting dreams were thwarted long before the majors.
In the hospital, though it's against educational policy, the television is on most of the day. Kelly burbles at Regis while everyone's getting morning medications. Magnum P.I. mugs into his famous mustache around noon, hikes up his bell-bottoms, and heads off in the red convertible. But now it's baseball season, which with cable available means there's a game day and night. Mr. J. sits with his shoes up on the table, watching. His therapist sits on one side of him. A mental health worker with a clipboard sits on the other. Mr. J. has been on constant observation since he barreled out of his room, broke through the locked unit door, and was found crouching in a stairwell. He said afterwards he had no place to go. He just needed to be gone. Somewhere in his social history, Mr. J. pitched a mean fastball. He had a reputation in the local sports community. There were family hopes of a career, until he became aware that dark forces were following him. They had constructed a labyrinth of tunnels under his streets, surveillance without escape, though he tried. He disappeared from home and was missing for days until patrolmen in a neighboring state discovered him in their bushes, clutching a hammer. Now the game's between innings, and on TV, five guys in the stands are dancing the alley cat. They have their arms around each other, and their sagging chests are painted red. They've probably skipped work to bring the war paint out. Mr. J. flexes his ankles. Before the illness, if he had made it to major league tryouts, the biggest disappointment of his life might have been not making a team. He would have had to go into another line of work. He might have skipped his job now and then for the carefree pleasures of a game. On the set, those red men keep popping into view. Some cameraman can't get enough of them. They're beside themselves with publicity and glee. They don't know, of course, that someone in a hospital is watching them while two staff members watch him. The red men aren't here to contemplate the injustices of life. They're just here to go crazy on a sunny day. But in all good humor, it doesn't seem fair.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist in Massachusetts.